Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Dennis, Brian Zahner with NJ International.
Brian, how's it going, sir?
Good. Sorry, I was out of the office this afternoon. I had to go to the airport and get my customs global order entry system TSA pre-check done today.
Oh, good stuff. Well, not a problem. I have received a couple approval options for you, so I wanted to go over those with you. Is now a good time?
Yeah, I'm just working from the house.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. Let me get into your file real quick. So it looks like I did receive an approval for $150,000 and then another one for $100,000. The $150,000 approval has a little bit shorter of a term. It looks like it is going to be a term of 14 months.
Right.
That one's 14 months. So for the $100,000, a couple options there too. I mean, I can go shorter in any option as far as this goes. I think the better bang for the buck, though, would be the $100,000. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice today for some reason. But that one came out to 18 months on the approval.
Okay.
With a daily or weekly payment. Daily would be $352 per day. That's Monday through Friday for a total of 21 business days out of the month. Otherwise, you're looking at $1,705 per week. That's on the 18-month approval. A little bit lower cost of funds would be if you went with the 12-month term in that route. That one would be $508 per day with a weekly payment of $2,462 with that same approval there.
Okay.
And then the $150,000 approval, that's for 14 months, kind of in the middle of the road there, but obviously $50,000 more funds to work with. And that comes out to $716 per day. With a daily payment, $716 per day. That's for actually 22 business days out of the month. So a little bit different of an approval, but $716 a day. I can see if I can get you weekly payments on that one, but I believe that one's actually going to be a daily payment in this case.
Right. What does that work out to on an interest rate basis?
So for the not actually an APR, even though these are longer than a year, but we use what's called a factor rate. So for the $100,000 over the 18-month term, you're looking at 33 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
For the 12-month term, you're looking at 28 cents on the dollar. And then for the 150, you're looking at, I believe that one's 47 cents on the dollar? Yep, 47 cents on the dollar on that one.
So these are 28 or 33% is what we're looking at as far as line of credit, loan ratio.
Of the actual funds, correct. Yeah, they're not an APR. They're not going to accrue any more interest or anything of that. If anything, if you paid off early, you'll have early payoff benefits. For the $150,000, for example, that is 6% of the payment stream on that one. And then as far as the other one, I'll have to find out. I just want to make sure I have that one correct. But both will have early payoff benefits.
Could you send me that in an email so I can look over that? Again, I wasn't anticipating 28 to 33%, but I understand.
Well, it's unsecured financing, so it's a little bit of a different animal. It's not attached to any assets, collateral, or anything of that nature.
I do understand. But we've had a line of credit with Wells Fargo, but unsecured as well. And the terms were, I think, only about 6.5-7%.
Yeah, theirs might be an APR. Actually, I'm not too familiar with what they have to offer, but
right. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that it came through. Let me talk with Joyce about it. And can I give you a call tomorrow or email you tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. Not a problem. I'll shoot an email over to you just kind of outlining these, and I'll find out what the early payoff benefit is for the $100,000 approval as well.
Okay.
All right. Do you want me to email it to you? Do you want to include anyone else in the email, or just your email there, Brian?
You can include just me. That's fine, and I'll just share it with Joyce.
All right, my friend. All right, I'll get it right over to you.
All right, thank you.
Easy, Brian. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.